Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. Remember my Avram Gold. All right, and today we're in Sechas Erevin Daf Chaf. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Abai asked Rabba, Chatzer Sharosha Nichnas Lebein HaPasim. If the end of the Chatzer extends into the well area enclosed by the double post, what's the law in regard to carrying from within the Chatzer into the area enclosed by the post and from the area in between the post to the Chatzer? Since the Chatzer is owned by its residents, and the well area is designated for the use of the people traveling for the regal, carrying from one area to the other is perhaps the same as carrying between one person's property and another person's property, which is forbidden without making an heir of chetzeros. So Rabbi answered that it's mutter. And Rashi explains that since the pilgrims do not actually reside within the well enclosure, the area is not considered to be owned by them, and therefore carrying into it or from it is not considered as carrying from one's property into someone else's property. Point number two, Abayas Rava, Yavshu Mayim B'Shabbos Mahu. What's the law of the well dried up on Shabbos in terms of permitting one to carry within the posts? Rabbi answered, Klum Nasas Mechitza al Bishvil Mayim. Were these posts given the status as a Mechitza for any other reason than to allow travelers to draw water? Mayim Inkan, Mechitza Inkan. Since the water is not here, the Mechitza is not here to permit carrying in the area. So then Ravin asked what the law would be if the water dried up on Shabbos and then returned on the same Shabbos. Abaye answered that there's no question that it's mutter, the havali mechitza asui b'Shabbos. It's a case of mechitza made on Shabbos. And any mechitza made on Shabbos, ben shogim, ben mezi, ben ba'onis, ben baratzon, whether made inadvertently or deliberately, by accident or willing, shmer mechitza, is regarded as a valid partition. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis state that it is mutter to bring the pasim closer to the well if there's enough space within the pasim for a cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside the enclosure and drink. Gemara asks that if one held the animal, may the animal be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area? The Gemara attempts to bring a proof that it is not allowed from a braisa that only allows holding a camel and stuffing food into its mouth when rosh v'ruba mibifnin, its head, and most of its body is within the enclosure. This seems to be a clear-cut proof that it's forbidden. The Gemara rejects this proof because the braisa was referring to a camel, which is a long neck, and it can easily pull its head out into Rishus Rabim unless the majority of its body is within the enclosure. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Abayas Rabba, Chatzer Sharosha Niknas Lebein HaPasim. If the end of the Chatzer extends into the well area, enclosed by the double post, what is the law in regard to carrying from within the Chatzer into the area enclosed by the post, and from the area in between the post to the Chatzer? Since the Chatzer is owned by its residents, and the well area is designated for the use of the people traveling for the regal, carrying from one area to the other is perhaps the same as carrying between one person's property and another person's property, which is forbidden without making an heir of chatzeros. Rabbi answered that it is mutter, and Rashi explains that since the pilgrims do not actually reside within the well enclosure, the area is not considered to be owned by them, and therefore carrying into it or from it is not considered as carrying from one's property into someone else's property. Point number two, Abayas Rabba, Yavshim Mayim B'Shabbos Mahu. What's the law if the well dried up on Shabbos in terms of permitting one to carry within the post? Rabbi answered, Klum Nasas Mechitza El Bishvil Mayim. Were these posts given the status as a Mechitza for any other reason than to allow the travelers to draw water? Mayim Ein Kan, Mechitza Ein Kan. Since the water is not here, the Mechitza is not here to permit carrying in the area. Rabbi asked what the law would be if the water dried up on Shabbos and then returned on the same Shabbos. Abai answered that there is no question that it is mutter. The havali mechitza asui b'Shabbos. It's a case of a mechitza made on Shabbos, and any mechitza made on Shabbos, ben shogeg, ben mezi, ben ba'onis, ben baratzon, whether made inadvertently or deliberately, by accident or willing, shema mechitza is regarded as a valid partition. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis stated that it is mutter to bring the pasim closer to the well if there's enough space within the pasim for a cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside the enclosure and drink. The Gemara asks that if one held the animal, may the animal be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area? The Gemara attempts to bring a proof that it is not allowed from a braisa that it only allows holding a camel and stuffing food into its mouth when rosha v'ruba mibifnim. Its head and most of its body is within the enclosure. This seems to be a clear-cut proof that it's forbidden. So the Gemara rejects this proof because the braisa was referring to a camel, which is a long neck, and it can easily pull its head out into Rishus Rabim unless the majority of the body is within the enclosure. All right, so now we go to our Sim for Daf Chaf, and the Sim for Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the Courtyard Cafe that extended into the well area, enclosed by double posts, were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, while the guy holding his camel to give it a drink found it quite frustrating. Once again, in slow motion. The patrons at the Courtyard Cafe, that must be more in Duff, Chuff. The patrons at the Courtyard Cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by the double post, which reminds of the question whether residents of a chatzer extending into a well area would be forbidden to carry into the well area without making erev chatzeros with the people using the well, since they should consider like owners since the well is designated for their use. And the answer is that it's not necessary since the travelers don't actually reside within the enclosed area, and therefore no erev chatzeros is required. So the patrons of the Courtyard Cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by double posts were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, which reminds that if the well dries up on Shabbos, it is forbidden to carry within the enclosed area because the whole point of the mechitzas was for the water, so there's no water, there are no mechitzas. But if the water returns, it is permitted because of mechitza, sui b'Shabbos, shmei mechitza. A mechitza made on Shabbos is considered a valid mechitza. So the patrons of the Courtyard Cafe, which extended into the well area enclosed by the double posts, were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, while the guy holding his camel to give it a drink found it quite frustrating. Which reminds of the question if it's permissible for a person who's holding his animal to give it a drink from the well, even if the majority of the animal's body is outside the enclosure, and that the proof in the case of the camel that requires it to be within the enclosure isn't good because camels have long necks, and therefore the person has to take extra precaution to make sure the majority of its body is within the enclosure. So once again, the patrons of the Courtyard Cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by double posts were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, while the guy holding his camel to give it a drink found it quite frustrating. All right, that's it for today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhum Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.